For six generations, the Jones family has been providing high-quality meats. And now, we're providing treats for the best member of your family, man's best friend, aka the goodest boys and girls. Jones Natural Chews makes bones and treats that are sure to be savored by your dog, and are made from the best natural ingredients available. Our flavorful chews are made from natural animal parts, and will have your puppy drooling with happiness. From treats like sticks and chews to savory bones and patties, we've got you covered for finding the perfect reward for that special pup in your life. Jones Natural Chews come in all sizes, so make sure to choose the right treat for your pup. And remember, it's important to be supervising your pup when they're enjoying their treats to keep your puppy safe. Jones Natural Chews, available at a pet store near you. Or visit jonesnaturalchews.com to get started with our store locator tool. That's Jones Natural Chews, available at a pet store near you.
Peace, peace, everyone. It's your girl, Sequoia Blue, back in here with another episode. Today, we have a special guest, Brandon Leibowitz. I hope I said that right.
Yep,
got it. Okay, right. Cool. He's the CEO of SEO Optimizers. And this is very interesting because I am an SEO person, and it definitely can help your business. And also, you can get help from people that can help you. So let's get into it. So what is SEO for people that don't know what it is?
SEO is search engine optimization, and that means ranking websites on the different search engines. When you search on, which is primarily Google. So when you search on Google, there's ads at the top. Those are all paid ads, but right below the ads are the organic, the free listings. And SEO is about getting your website listed in those free listings so you can get some traffic from Google without spending money on paid ads.
Okay, that's good. Because do you recommend that when someone's just starting, let's say they want to move fast with their business, do you recommend them to start paid ads, or do you recommend SEO, or both?
Well, SEO is long-term. It takes some time to get rankings. Google doesn't trust a website. You have to build trust up. Building trust takes a lot of time. So if you're looking for immediate results, paid ads will get you that immediate results. And then long-term SEO is going to get you that long-term steady traffic. But you have to just be aware that SEO takes about 6 months. Sometimes it could take more, sometimes it could take less.
Yeah, that makes sense. And for people, there's some sites out there called SEO Primer, or I forgot what it's called, but you go in there and you put your information in, and it, I guess, can pull the best SEO points. Do you recommend those sites as well? I just forgot what it was called, but it's like a special site that people can get on and like, I guess, get their own SEO. But for me, it was kind of confusing. So it's like...
Yeah, there's lots of websites that give you reports, but it just depends what they're telling you and if they're just trying to scare you, which a lot of sites are just trying to scare you. But you'd have to look at each one individually because, yeah, you'd have to see. The best way is look at your backlinks, look at your code. That's what's going to tell you how you're performing. Looking at Google Search Console to see your traffic and Google Analytics to see your traffic. But all those third-party tools are just third-party tools. They're not Google. So Google gave you the support. I would definitely look at it. But these third-party tools, they're just guesstimating and they don't really know what's going on. They're just trying to guess and no one really knows behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's true. And what is the, because digital marketing, right? Like, what is digital marketing for someone that's like, okay, I want to hire a digital marketing agency and they might not know what it entails? I know it's probably different digital marketing services like content creation, or what if they want a social media manager, or like, what does your digital marketing agency do?
Yeah, mine is mainly focused on SEO and paid ads, but digital marketing could be anything related to marketing a website online. So as long as it's online, then that would be digital marketing, and it could be social media, email marketing, paid ads, SEO, or any other way to market yourself, podcasts, if you want to do that too.
Perfect. And what are backlinks and white backlinks? Because I think there was like different type of backlinks that I was researching for just my business. And like, what is this? Why is it important to have backlinks for the websites?
Yep, backlinks rank websites. And without backlinks, Google's not going to trust a website, and they're not going to rank a website that they don't trust. And a backlink is a clickable link from another website that points to yours. So if you're reading an article, let's say on Forbes.com, and there it says Brandon Leibowitz. You click on that, it goes to my website. I'd be getting a backlink from Forbes.com. So the more websites that link out to you, the more popular Google sees you as, and then they look at those keywords on your website. But it doesn't work the other way around. If you're not building backlinks, Google's not going to trust you, and they're not going to want to rank that website. So that's where SEO takes so much time, is because backlinks take time to build them, to get Google to find them, to get Google to trust you at all. It takes time. It's not immediate.
That makes sense. And that's why you need a specialist to help with that, like your team, because a lot of people don't know how to do backlinks or understand it completely. It can be confusing. So that's definitely interesting. And, you know, a lot of people have a Wix website and a WordPress website. And, you know, I heard that WordPress was better because it's Google optimized. Is that true? Is that?
WordPress is a little bit better because it lets you customize it. So Wix, Squarespace, Shopify, all these other platforms don't really let you customize everything. They'll let you do some changes, but most of it is kind of locked down. Whereas WordPress, you can make any changes to it. So that gives you the freedom and flexibility to really fully optimize your website. Which, if you are building a new website, I would go with WordPress. But if you already have a website built on Wix, you don't need to change it. You don't need to. But if you are redesigning in the future, then WordPress is going to be a little bit better, but there's no real need to change platforms because most of them are pretty good nowadays, but some of them don't let you do everything. Like Shopify, it's pretty good for e-commerce. Squarespace and Wix are okay. They're not the best, but they're not as bad as they used to be a few years ago when they were really, really bad. Now, at least they let you make some changes for SEO, but it's not the same as WordPress where you just go in and edit anything you like.
Yeah, I totally agree. WordPress, you can change the code and everything and all that good stuff. And what do you recommend that people should post on social media to get more attention?
You should just offer benefits. Don't promote yourself, just offer value. As long as you offer value, that's going to get people to want to listen and watch you or read whatever you're posting. But if you just promote yourself, not many people want to read that. So I take a step back and if you're looking for your product or service, what would you want to see? If it's usually it's information, just useful tips, benefits, what's in it for me? People are ultimately selfish. Want to know what am I going to get from using your product or service? So if you're like a dentist, instead of saying, "Oh, I won these awards," not many people care about that. You could say, "Here's 7 tips to whiten your teeth in a month," or "Here's 5 ways to avoid cavities," or just offering benefits because offer value, people then realize you're a subject matter expert, and then they trust you and want to learn more about your product or service. But if you just promote yourself, it looks pretty spammy, and nobody wants to see you talk about or promote yourself only. You got to offer that value and have that balance.
You know what? That's true. They were just talking about that on this YouTube video I was watching for music artists that are on TikTok, for instance, and they're trying to promote their music. They're saying, don't go up there and say, "Hey, listen to my music," you know, instead, have a story and just have your music playing in the background, or maybe just sing a piece of your song while you're making your coffee and you're talking about your day. That makes a lot of sense because even on LinkedIn, which is where I see the top, where I see people posting all the time and giving tips and stuff, I've seen this one guy, he's working, you know, full time just posting on LinkedIn and getting people to subscribe to his newsletters, and he's making money that way. What are the type sites that you recommend for someone to, I mean, I guess different businesses are different because different, you know, but LinkedIn's definitely a place where you can just kind of post anything about business.
Yeah, it's all about knowing your audience and knowing who your audience is and where are they. And you don't need to be everywhere. You just need to be where your audience is at. So that's number one, is again, try to take a step back and think, if you're looking for your product or service, where would you go? Are you on Google, Yelp, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you think you might be, or where your audience might be, that's where you need to be. And you can look at your competitors, see where they're active to get you some insights to see, all right, are they posting every day on LinkedIn, but nobody's commenting or liking? Maybe it's not the best, or maybe they're just doing it wrong. But it gives you some insights to kind of just find the competition, see what's working for them.
Yeah, and especially now with TikTok, you have the ads and stuff, and then you have like so much more traffic that's just coming without doing much. Like for certain product sales, I guess for people that's selling the product, definitely TikTok will probably be like one of the best ones to get that attention, because it's so organic, especially if you don't want to spend any money or anything like that, you know?
Yep. It's a good one to try out, test it out, see if it works. If not, move on to the next one, the next one, and the next platform, because there's so many out there to try and test. And it's all about testing until you see that perfect sweet spot.
Yeah. And what's so what are meta tags? Because that's a big topic right now. People are trying to figure out how to write meta tags, especially for, well, I have a Shopify store, so, you know, I had to learn meta tags. You know, I use some AI stuff, but some people don't know AI or don't know what to do for meta tags. Like, what are meta tags and how can people improve them?
So Google reads coding, and when they're looking at a website, they're looking in your code for you to put keywords in different places, like a title tag or meta description or schema or alt tags for images or header tags and within the content. So making sure, put keywords all over that. The easiest one is just content. Just make sure your content, every page has text, and in that text you have your keywords. That's the most important. But then you go in and edit your title tag, which is 60 characters. It's that blue clickable link that shows up in Google, where you want to put as many keywords as possible without repeating yourself. Making sure you do keyword research, not just relying on AI or other tools, because keyword research is actually faster than using AI. You just go into these tools and throw your keyword in there, and it'll tell you how many people search that keyword every single month, versus using AI, they're just guessing, and most of the time it's not the best and it's going to be inaccurate for now.
Yeah.
In like 5 years, it'll be better, but right now is definitely far off from being able to really pull in the correct information. It just guesses a lot of the time. But the meta description is that blue text, I mean that black text underneath that blue clickable link in Google. It's 160 characters. And that just describes what that page is about in two or three sentences, usually putting a call to action. Most people don't do that. So if you're ranked number 5 and you're selling a product and you offer free shipping, but nobody else does, if you specify that you offer free shipping, that just draws people's eyes in there. So just trying to stand out any way possible to increase that click-through rate when you're on that first page of Google.
That makes sense. So what, can you share like a success story of like what company that you work with and, you know, they need help with like Google Ads or Facebook Ads, so they can share, like, you share what the importance of it is for someone that does want to, I guess, excel fast and want to pay someone like you. What success story could you share with us today?
I had one client was a realtor and they want to rank on Google for realtor near me or all the different cities that they serviced, and work to get their website ranked for those keywords, but also make sure they show up on maps, because if you're a local business, maps appear on Google. So making sure they get that Google My Business ranking by optimizing their maps. And the way you rank higher on Google Maps is by making sure all these other maps that you're on, like MapQuest and Apple Maps and Bing Maps, has correct information about your business. That helps you rank higher on Google Maps. And then making sure all their images were optimized, because images sometimes appear in Google, especially if you're looking for like homes and real estate. So went in, optimized their images by putting keywords in the file names. And that helps Google understand what that image is about. Same with YouTube videos. Google owns YouTube. Sometimes I show videos in the search results. So we optimize their videos, which sometimes appear, not all the time, but when they do appear, it's just more free real estate. So I'm not just trying to rank their website, but also trying to get them on the maps, get their images up there, get some videos if they have videos, and just trying to capture as much free traffic as possible. And all that takes time, especially for a realtor. Well, I live in Los Angeles, so it's pretty competitive. The less competition, the faster you move up. The more competition, the more time it's going to take to get Google to trust you and rank you.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Oh, that's interesting, because I definitely get y'all SEO, y'all, because it's definitely going to help you rise up, especially against the competitors. And I might have to work with Brandon myself, you guys, so I can get up in those ranks myself. So what's the most favorite thing that you like about being an entrepreneur in the digital marketing sector?
Probably the freedom and flexibility that comes with it is using a laptop for the most part, and you could work pretty much anywhere as long as you have the internet.
Yeah. Ooh, bless you.
Yep, thank you. But yeah,
my allergies are acting up today too. My eyes keep watering, but
it's one of those days.
It's a change in the weather. So do you have any coaching programs coming up that anybody can get involved in, and so they can learn more about SEO?
Yeah, I do a lot of free classes that I offer, and they can check those out by, well, if you go to my website at seooptimizers.com/gift, I created a special gift for everybody with my classes and my contact information and stuff like that. So, and these are all free. So they can go to SEOoptimizers.com/gift and find those classes and see step-by-step how to do a lot of stuff that we're talking about, because it's tough to explain how to do keyword research without actually showing you the tools. Mm-hmm. And go to Google Keyword Planner and seeing how many people actually search for your keyword and then throwing it into those meta tags, title tag, the description, your content, your backlinks, and all those places.
All right, that's perfect. And what books do you recommend that someone could read, or any just motivational books that you recommend that you like a lot?
Yeah, for SEO, it's tough with books because SEO changes so quickly. So what works today doesn't necessarily work tomorrow. So I'd say read like blogs and articles, stuff online, because writing a book and then publishing it, it takes so much time that so much has probably changed in between it. But for motivational, I'd say maybe The Power of Now is a pretty good book, where it's the moment and try not to think about the future or the past, but just stay present to the moment, which is tough to do, but that just helps you stay grounded.
That's a good book recommendation, because people need that. There's so much going on right now. So before we close out, we always ask people, what's a saying or quote that you go by?
I would say just learn from your mistakes and don't get discouraged. Don't give up.
Yes, there we go. Just keep going, especially if you're an entrepreneur. Keep going, because it's going to be times where, you know, you just don't see anything, but it'll happen if you stay consistent.
That is the biggest thing, is not getting discouraged, especially with digital marketing. It all takes time, and sometimes things work really quickly. Sometimes it takes a long time, months, years, but as long as you keep working at it, you'll see yourself moving up and getting that traction. But just gotta stay persistent and stay consistent.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And on your website, you have the links where people can follow you at, or just book you for like consultation and everything.
Yep, the best is to go to the free gift that I created for everybody at SEOoptimizers.com/gift, and you can find all my contact information and my social media and classes I've done over the years. And if they want to book some time for a free website analysis, I'm happy to check out their website from an SEO point of view, and they can book some time for free on my calendar there as well.
Oh, that's awesome. That's nice of you. That helps people a lot, especially if someone's already technical or something and they just needed somebody just to guide them a little bit. That'll help. That helps a lot, especially for me. I'm probably going to book on there, you know, sometime next week or something, so I can get my SEO ranking up. But I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I'm getting back some time on your beautiful Saturday. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And stay safe out there, you guys, and be blessed. Peace.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.